Chapter 26. During September of that year, while I was still 18 years old, General Tottori and I drank sake together in a ceremony at the Ichiriki Tea House. This was the same ceremony I'd first performed with Mameha when she became my older sister, and later with Dr. Crab just before my Mizuage. In the weeks afterward, everyone congratulated Mother for having made such a favorable alliance. On that very first night after the ceremony, I went on the general's instructions to a small inn in the northwest of Kyoto called Suruya, with only 3 rooms. I was so accustomed by this time to lavish surroundings that the shabbiness of the Suruya surprised me. The room smelled of mildew, and the tatami were so bloated and sodden that they seemed to make a sighing noise when I stepped on them. Plaster had crumbled near the floor in one corner. I could hear an old man reading a magazine article aloud in an adjacent room. The longer I knelt there, the more out of sorts I felt, so that I was positively relieved when the general finally arrived, even though he did nothing more, after I had greeted him, than turn on the radio and sit drinking a beer. After a time, he went downstairs to take a bath. When he returned to the room, he took off his robe at once and walked around completely naked, toweling his hair, with his little round belly protruding below his chest and a great patch of hair beneath it. I had never seen a man naked before, and I found the general's sagging bottom almost comical. But when he faced me, I must admit my eyes went straight to where, well, to where his eel ought to have been. Something was flapping around there, but only when the general lay on his back and told me to take off my clothes did it begin to surface. He was such a strange little nugget of a man, but completely unabashed about telling me what to do. I'd been afraid I'd have to find some way of pleasing him, but as it turned out, all I had to do was follow orders. In the 3 years since my mizuage, I'd forgotten the sheer terror I'd felt when the doctor finally lowered himself onto me. I remembered it now, but the strange thing was that I didn't feel terror so much as a kind of vague queasiness. The general left the radio on, and the lights as well, as if he wanted to be sure I saw the drabness of the room clearly, right down to the water stain on the ceiling. As the months passed, this queasiness went away, and my encounters with the general became nothing more than an unpleasant twice-weekly routine. Sometimes I wondered what it might be like with the chairman, and to tell the truth, I was a bit afraid it might be distasteful, just as with the doctor and the general. Then something happened to make me see things differently. Around this time, a man named Yasuda Akira, who'd been in all the magazines because of the success of a new kind of bicycle light he'd designed, began coming to Gion regularly.